time and again the Rebbe would emphasize that when Mashiach comes, no Jew will be left behind. Each and every single member of Klal Yisrael will be brought home. He once pointed out that this is actually clearly articulated in Pirush Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah. In Chumash Devarim, in the 30th chapter, the Torah speaks to us about the future. The psukim, the verses, allude to the messianic redemption, the coming of Mashiach. And it says, V'shav Hashem Elikecha Eshvuscha, God, your God, will bring back your exiles. The question is, why does it have to emphasize that Hashem himself will bring us back from Golus? Rashi says this is because, quote, Godol Yoim Kibbutz Golius, the day that the exiles are being gathered is a day, a great day, ubekoshi, it'll become especially difficult and complicated. And that's because we're going to be so entrenched in the Golus and the exile that the ingathering will be a really big deal. It'll require a miraculous kind of transformation in which the Almighty will, kaviyochol, oiches biyodoiv mamash, ish ish bimekoimai, as if God is leading us individually, hand in hand. The Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Talmud Torah states that in the end, kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael, each and every single member of the Jewish people, bevadai, will certainly, seifei lasas tshuva, in the end, return to Hashem. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach, because nobody will be perpetually cast aside. In the pasuk prior, it says, v'shavta ad Hashem alikecha. In verse 1 it says, that you will return to the Lord your God. And it is very clear in the pasuk that this speaks about tshuva. In other words, not only will Hashem bring each and every single member of Am Yisrael home, but He will cause each and every one of us to do tshuva. And when that happens, all of us will be inspired together, and no Jew will be left behind.